If you could open up your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1, as we do that, I did want to just, by way of reminder, we will have tonight at 6 o'clock our time of praise night from the time of vacation Bible school that we had recently, really giving God thanks for all that we got to see Him do and accomplish throughout that week. So I look forward to hearing those testimonies and great time of us coming together in that way, and also the time of communion, coming together as a body for that as well. So 6 o'clock tonight, just wanted to give a reminder for that. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, in my time with you at Offertory, we've really been looking at what God's Word would begin to reveal to us about teaching the Word of God. And as the Christian education pastor, the Lord has continued to begin to reveal these things through His Word over the years. I've also, and we will today as well, had opportunity to get to hear some of our teachers begin to share testimony of things that the Lord had revealed and begin to teach them through the years. And I wanted to look at just a great verse here in 1 Timothy 1. If you drop on down with me to verse 5, Paul begins to tell Timothy that the goal of our instruction is love. Of course, 1 John chapter 4 would tell us God is love. And so if in fact we're conveying who God is and beginning to share and to teach of Him, that's going to look like love, like real love. And if in fact we are walking in a spirit, then we're going to look like that love too with those children or whoever we're teaching. He says, the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart. Great phrase in that it really gives a sense of a genuine care. Genuinely care for the souls of those that we're sharing God's Word with, that we're sharing who He is with. And a good conscience, that really our hearts and thoughts are right before God. And a sincere faith. And I think this is just such a key one. Because the sincere faith would mean that in order for us to really begin to teach the Word of God well, that it has to be something that we genuinely believe in our heart. It has to be real for us. You begin to read this text, and oftentimes we think of teaching and we think in the realm of academic, and that we would memorize a passage or a verse, especially I think of the time like vacation Bible school with the children. There's nothing wrong with that. But really what the goal begins to be is centered around us having a genuine love, not only for God, but for those that He brings in for us to share with, to teach, and that it has to actually be real. Because that's the distinction of any other teaching in this world, of anything else that anyone could share, is that it actually is real in our lives. And there's actual power. And there's actual love. What I wanted to do this morning, if I could call Miss Kim Phelps up. Where's she at? There are a few Kims. Hey, Miss Kim. So you and I have been talking this past week, and kind of we started reflecting back to when you first started teaching, and you were teaching with young ones back then, right? And it started, you had a conversation with Pastor Gary, and how did that go? Maybe share it with us.
I don't know if he remembers, but we were at Island of Faith, and after the service, he called me over. And he had this big book with pictures and words in there.
I think we might still have that book. I think it's right there.
And he said, Kim, I think you're ready to teach. And I was like, what?
And you were a young mom. Yep. How old was Kenzie?
Three.
Three.
Yeah. So we had, you know, we had our toddlers, but we still were sharing, you know, we were doing some curriculum with them.
Mm-hmm. And so what was it that, because you were kind of unsure, right? Not,
yeah, like,
not the most
confident
in that. I don't have a
degree. I'm not a teacher, you know, it's an occupation. I was working in schools and I was a mom.
What was it that he encouraged you with in that? As far as you didn't feel like you had the qualifications necessarily for it, there was something he had encouraged you with.
It was, do you love kids?
Yeah. He had seen there was a heart that you had a love for these children.
Yeah.
And that you genuinely wanted to follow the Lord And that began to be really what that qualification was at that time.
Right. And I think that that is really a foundation, too, of my testimony in Christ when I came to know the Lord. It was through the love of my daughter, you know.
Yeah.
When I had her, that was when I came to know the Lord.
And through the years, you've had the youth at times. I know you're chair with me.
We've gone through all the ages.
And
all
now
the ages of children.
You're back with the young ones
and
again.
And then you called me back to the young ones, which I thought I was going to, like, the women's ministry. But you brought me back to, which is right where God has me. That's where I want to be.
I know through the years, you've really seen the necessity for that genuineness and that love.
Right.
What would you say God's kind of revealed through the years?
I think in the beginning when we were teaching the youth. Do we have any youth in here?
They're in here.
They're
scattered.
Dave and I taught it with Ray, and I just knew then. Pastor Gary would always, a lot of his messages back then, I remember for me, they were about getting real with God. And I was not really real with God. I was that, you know, Pharisee type. And I knew teaching teenagers who can have a lot of different faces on and, you know, they're trying to figure it out, peer pressure and all that. I thought, you know what? They're going to know I'm not real in my faith. And I got to get real if I'm going to be teaching these youth and really. So it was a real growth thing for me at that time in my walk with the Lord in teaching.
Yeah. That above anything else, clearly we want to be good stewards of God's word and mm-hmm. want to accurately handle the word of truth. But you realize that even with accurately teaching a story, if it wasn't genuine, if it wasn't mm-hmm. real, what was the difference when you knew it was genuine and real? Did it feel different as you're teaching? Had the Lord encouraged you in that?
Well, I think it was that verse that you read.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I am that verse at all, but that's my goal. And that is, like, every time I come in here to teach, well, every day when I go out, you know, that's my goal, that I would, you know, be real in my love for Christ.
And you realize at the end of the day, as you had said, that's the thing that begins to endure in there.
Yeah. Oh, the verse in, you know, that verse in, you know, making, not only him making simple the wise, that verse, that's one of my favorite verses, because I feel like I'm so inadequate and unqualified to do that. But God making wise the simple, but also that verse that I was telling you about being a teacher. For so long, I would be like, I'm just sharing. Yeah, I'm just sharing. I'm not going to say the teacher word, because I would have a stronger. So I really, now I think the Lord has just, like, that's real. That verse is real to me. And I I am going to be accountable to the Lord. You know, I just want to please him first in my teaching position and being real with his love for the Lord. I want that to be what the kids see. I always say to them, and Donald will say this to the kids, you know, if you don't remember anything about our story today, and I always put it on the board in there too, just remember that God loves you. Just remember that. Like, God loves you. And I always put it on the board in there.
You would say at those different times, we tend to complicate what it is that really teaching the Word of God is, especially with those young ones.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a simplicity of God's looking for the heart. He's the one that equips. He's the one that strengthens for that work. But he's looking for that genuine care for those souls.
It's really simple. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
You know, Pastor Gary, something you've shared with us at different times, when you were young growing up in the church, you said there's many times you couldn't tell every lesson or everything that was taught. But I remember you shared that you knew that the teacher loved you, and there was a genuineness about that. And I think that's something that can be easy to get lost if we get focused on the wrong things. But my encouragement today is, Look, the goal of our instruction is that genuineness and that love. It is what nothing else or nobody else outside a relationship with Christ can convey. It is a distinction. You go to John 13:35, it is the love for one another that begins to be the distinction of those that are following Christ. And so anytime we begin to convey God's word, let it be real in our hearts and remember what our goal is. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this day for, Lord, just making these things real in our lives. And we thank you for the privilege to get to share God's word. Lord, I think of the testimonies of coming out of this time with the children, Vacation Bible School. And Lord, as we began to hear that, Lord, there was just a drawing towards you and towards this body, Lord, and we believe that's because of your love. That's because of you making this relationship with you real in the lives of those in this body. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you for opening up hearts. Thank you for loving us first, Lord, that we could have the opportunity to love one another the way that you do. Lord, we want to give you and you alone the thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.